This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Who's Tommy went from disc to stage, so did the music of ABBA, and most recently Billy Joel. Now the songs of Randy Newman are on stage in Seattle. The show is called The Education of Randy Newman, and it's based, loosely, on Newman's life. From member station KUOW, Marcy Silman reports.
Randy Newman is the first to admit that theater was not his first love.
I lived in L.A. and didn't see that many shows. We'd go to New York occasionally, and I saw, you know, Bye Bye Birdie, and later I saw How to Succeed in Business, and I saw West Side Story. And, you know, when you see a good one, when you see the first act of Sunday in the Park with George, it's something that, well, I'd like to try.
Instead, Randy Newman has been writing pop songs for 40 years. His biggest radio hit was 1977's Short People. Has probably reached his widest audience writing songs for movies, especially Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story. Those and other older Newman pop songs form the foundation of The Education of Randy Newman.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spend together lives within my heart. And when he was sad, I was there right by his side. And when he was happy, so was I. When he loved me.
The show is not just a musical review, although there is no spoken dialogue. It's loosely biographical and follows Newman from his childhood in New Orleans through his growing awareness of racial and religious inequality to his move to Los Angeles. Randy Newman says that structure was kind of tricky because most of his songs are not autobiographical.
A lot of things I wrote that I thought had nothing to do with me, but where a character ended up closer to being like me than I thought. And of course, you know, a song like I Was Born Right Here, November 43, my dad was a captain in the army, fighting the Germans in Sicily. My poor mama didn't know a soul in L.A., so we went down to the Union Station, made her get away. Absolutely true, you know, the name of the train, got on the Dixie Flyer, that's a lie. Bound for New Orleans, true. Across the state of Texas to the land of dreams. Needless to say, true. On the Dixie Flyer.
The Education of Randy Newman includes more than 40 of his songs.
Dixie Flyer. Bound for New Orleans. Back to a friends and a family in the land of dreams.
Co-director Gordon Edelstein says picking which ones to include was tough. He and four co-directors with Randy Newman put together a list of songs on one side of a piece of paper and a rough outline of a story on the other.
The rule is there's no song that is so great that it can't be cut from the show if it doesn't help the story. There's a great song of Randy's, one of Randy's great numbers called Davy the Fat Boy, a song that Randy Newman fans know and love. It's a masterpiece, really, a mini masterpiece. And we had cut it, much to many people's consternation.
When they got it all laid out, they decided they didn't have enough songs to tell Randy Newman's story. So they asked the musician to come up with some new material. In particular, they decided they needed an opening number, so Newman wrote one.
Adam's family is the most illustrious family in the history of the United States.
In it, he compares his own family of film score composers, including 9-time Oscar-winning Uncle Alfred, with the family of 19th-century writer Henry Adams, the great-grandson of President John Adams and grandson of President John Quincy Adams.
Poor Henry thought he'd never be a credit to his family. I felt it too. He's felt it too. You know, the orchestra. My own family is the most illustrious family. Comparisons are, this is bad, but I'm doing it anyway. Comparisons are odious, but not when they're this melodious. God damn it. They produced 2 presidents. We produced Daniel Boone was a man. And so.
Once they had all the material, Gordon Edelstein and co-director Myron Johnson worked with 7 actors to refine the structure.
So she goes forward when you 2 sing.
Sail away.
Sail away.
Sail.
On that second one, Jeff, you step forward. On the second one, just 1 step there. She has.
Sail away.
Despite all the work, co-director Gordon Edelstein says in a sense it's all window dressing.
The story of the show is really just the hanger. The garment is the Randy Newman material. And the story is in some ways a pretext to present this extraordinary body.
The Education of Randy Newman is actually the pop musician's 2nd stab at musical theater. In 1995, Newman wrote a show called Faust, which he points to as the highlight of his artistic career.
I loved Faust experience. I loved, you know, going outside after it was done every night and you hear an audience laugh and sing, and an audience that I would never reach in a million years. They wouldn't last past Short People and You Got a Friend, the audience that went to see Faust.
And Newman says theater delivers something that radio can't.
People who wouldn't go hear me play, necessarily, might like this because it's graphically illustrated. It doesn't require you to say, oh, he's being ironic while driving in your car at 70 miles an hour, you know?
The Education of Randy Newman continues through December 1st at ACT Theater in Seattle. Most everyone in the cast and crew hopes it will go on to New York. Randy Newman is hoping it'll play in Milwaukee. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
When you're young and have a dream, life looks simple, so it seems that anything you want will surely come.